What could be gayer on a balmy day than to swing and sway in the polka way? The lambs and coals in the meadow play to the tune of the county fair polka. Gayest fun of all is the polka ball at the village square. At the county fair we will dance all night till the morning light to the tune of the county fair polka. County fair's a fun time for old and young and sometimes you fall in love the one time with someone who'll always be true. Above the moon is shining, you're holding the one that you love. The music will stop, but true love will not. Let me begin with the county fair polka.
Ah, yeah, starting off the show there with a little Adolf Hoffner and the Pearl Wranglers, one called the County Fair Polka. And with that, we say Vita mi vas and welcome to show number 67 of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek, coming to you from Taylor, Texas. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for the next hour or so as we bring you some great Czech polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. And like I said, we kicked the show off there. One called the County Fair Polka because it is that time. It is definitely fall. Fall is here. Hope you're getting some nice cool weather where you are. We got a nice cool front end a couple of days ago. It feels just fantastic. And it is definitely the season for county fairs and Oktoberfest and picnics and all that good stuff now that the weather has changed. So, you know, if there's one in your area, definitely go out and partake. And like I always say, if there's a band playing, always try to go up and let them know you appreciate, you know, them playing for you. Because as a musician, it really does mean a lot to have people come up and thank you. It just kind of adds to, you know, your better feeling. And like I said, sometimes we do gigs and people just kind of sit there and, you know, they enjoy the music, but then we get done and they just walk away. But, you know, to have someone come up and thank you and say they enjoy your music, that just means the world. So if you happen to be at a place where there's a polka band playing or any band playing, definitely make sure you go up and let them know how much you enjoy the music and that you appreciate the effort. Having said that, we're going to get on to some music. Man, we got stuff all over the place this week. So going to get on into it. Here's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins sending this up to you guys up north. One called the Wisconsin Polka.
Thank you.
Whoopi John there, doing one called the German Waltz Medley to kind of get you in the mood for Oktoberfest. We'll do a full-blown Oktoberfest show next week. Just going to kind of ease into it this week, though. October is Czech Heritage Month down here in Texas, so we're going to feature a lot of Czech music this time, and we'll do some Oktoberfest stuff next time, and then go back to the Czech music before the end of the month. Let's recap what we listened to. Like I said, Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. The Wisconsin Polka, right after that, the Incredible Music Masters. One called the Falling Leaves Waltz. That is appropriate. I'm starting to notice some of the leaves falling in my backyard. Shiner Hobo Band. If any of you guys down here in Texas, y'all probably seen them on those Shiner Beer commercials. One called, of course, No Beer Today or No Beer on Sunday. Both titled different ways, but it's always the same song. And like I said, we wrap that up with Whoopi John and a German Waltz Medley. And we're going to continue on now. And getting ready to go down and play for our family reunion in about 3 weeks. Really looking forward to that. We haven't had a band down there in, probably 15 years or so. So I'm looking forward to going down and not only seeing all my relatives, but actually getting to play some music for them. And I'm going to send this one out. This is my dad's favorite song. Here's Ellinger Combo and the Little Goose.
duši. Až z toho stavej vlasy, na naší půdě straší. Až z toho stavej vlasy, on za náš žebřiku nadělá caviku, až na tu půdu leze, udělá bum na dveře. On za náš žebřiku nadělá caviku, jak na tu půdu leze, udělá bum na dveře. Vdovce vzala a matka mi říkávala, aby si vdovce vzala. Ten, který nepije ženu svou, nebije jako ten jiný flama. Flamu je až do rana. Ten, který nepije ženu svou, nebije jako ten jiný flama. Flamu je až do rana.
Bílej koláče, najeme se, napijeme, to se dobře skáče. Červené víno, bílej koláče, najeme se, napijeme, to se dobře skáče. Složila se mu sedlaka, není to tak dávno, učili mě na mašině, jak se šije platno. Složila se mu sedlaka, není to tak dávno, učili mě na mašině, jak se šije platno. Červené víno, bílej koláče, najeme se, napijeme, to se dobře skáče. Červené víno, bílej koláče, najeme se, napijeme, to se dobře skáče. Založila se mu sedlaka, není to tak kamno. Učili mě večerama, jak se dělat víno. Složila se mu sedlaka, není to tak dávno. Učili mě večerama, jak se dělat víno.
Dance Hall Boys there with a little live music recorded down at Austin Sangarundi Hall back in 1997. Chet Vino, Red Wine, Polka right before that, Wint Shimek, and the Boogie Bear, otherwise known as the Haunted Garrett Waltz. Garrett being an attic, for those of you who may not be familiar. And like I said, we started off with Ellinger Combo and the Little Goose Polka, and we got time for about one more tune before we take our first break. Here's a Checklanders Orchestra with a waltz. I have no idea what the title is. This was just on a blank cassette that was given to me. So there's a lot of great music on it, but I don't know many of the song titles. So here's just a very pretty waltz from the Checklanders.
Thank you. I once met a girl, her name was Jane. Her name was Jane. Oh, what a name. I once met a girl, her name was Jane. Oh, what a beautiful name. She told me she loved me, but she lied to me. She lied to me, yeah, she lied to me. She told me she loved me, but she lied to me. Oh, how she lied to me.
How about that for some funky stuff there? A little Wurlitzer Farfisa organ going on there, some trombone. That was one of the weirdest combinations of instruments I've ever seen in a polka band. The Heart of Texas Checks out of Round Rock, otherwise known as the Hot Checks. And, well, of course, the old favorite, the Baby Doll Polka. And with that, we are back for the second half hour of Czech Classics then and now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven, and we're just going to get back into the music. And I featured a little live music earlier. We're going to do a nice little live set right here, some live tunes. Hope you enjoy them. Kick things off. Here's one from 1992, recorded up in Ennis for one of those CP Media video shoots back before Molly B and Big Joe and all those, when Joe Cheddarman out of Nebraska used to come down and videotape bands and sell them on VHS cassette. Here's Leroy Motoka and the Accordion Waltz.
Thank you. mnie cieszy, mnie cieszy ma panenko, bo męczy. Bo męczy ty, a na ty czasy, jak sme spolu kusy padli. Mnie cieszy, mnie cieszy, mnie cieszy, mnie cieszy ma.
Good night. see y'all 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Bobby Jones Orchestra there with our signature goodbye tune. That was always the song that we would wrap up our dances with. That would be our final tune. Of course, Dobre noc, mamila, goodbye, my darling, or good night, my darling, waltz time, rather, excuse me. Right before some very rare, rare music from the Joe Patek Orchestra from the Moulton Picnic from sometime during the 1960s. I don't have an exact date on that, but sometime from the 60s, of course, Nimalim, the Grinders Polka, and we kicked that off with Leroy Motoka and the Accordion Waltz, featuring both Leroy and his son-in-law Mike Marek on accordion there, two accordions on that one. And we're just going to roll on now and just kind of feature a real funky set here. And like I said, we started the show off with some Adolf Hofner. We're going to do a little more. Here's Adolf from back in the probably 1950s or so, and the old favorite, the Jesse Polka.
Se me hizo fácil comprar un carro para sacar a pasiera mi crescencia. Y por la noche fui a dar al bote, porque no traiga ni luces ni licencia. Al fin de todo salí del bote con muchas ganas de ver a mi chencha. La llevé paseando con un gabacho, el mero jefe que arregla las licencias. ¿De qué me sirve mi buen oficio? Pues para todo me exigen la licencia. Ya me regreso para Laredo. Aquí he sufrido, ya basta de vergüenza. Estos gabachos son abusados, perdí mi carro y me quitaron a chencha.
Thank you.
Seven Dutchmen there from an album from 1980 called The First 5 Years. So I'm assuming the Seven Dutchmen got together around 1975. And, of course, the old favorite, the Schneewaltz, otherwise known as the Snow Waltz. Again, kind of a little peek into Oktoberfest, which we'll be getting into more next time. Right before that, Santiago Jimenez Jr. Polka Time one called Un Mojado Sin Licencia. And like I said, we started off with Adolf Hoffner and the Jesse Polka. And with that, our time is just about up. But I do appreciate you hanging out. And like I said, Oktoberfest is in full swing. I'm actually recording this a few days early, but by the time you hear it, we will have just wrapped up a full weekend of 3 dances. Probably just getting home from hosting about the time this show airs. I'll let you know how all those went on the next show. Coming up, if you're going to be in the Austin area, we have some dances going on. October 13th, we're going to be at Banger's Sausage House to kick off their Oktoberfest celebration. 3 days, we're going to be the first band to play. And on October 16th, we're going to be out at the Crestview Shopping Center doing a little Oktoberfest gig. That should be interesting. So a couple of gigs in the Austin area if you happen to be around. But if not, go check out an Oktoberfest in your area. I'm sure there's one. They are everywhere, every single weekend. Boom, boom, boom. We actually had to turn down a lot of gigs. You know, it's that time of year. It's crazy where you just you start getting booked up, and then people come out of the woodwork wanting a band, you know, and it's like, sorry, we're already booked. So the early bird gets the worm, right? So that's going to do it for this week. Going to get on out of here with Mustache Joe and his band doing the High Husitski High, the Gander or the Goose Polka. So until next time, everybody take care, stay safe, and we will see you down the road. Bye-bye. Thank you. Hey everybody, Dennis here. Thanks for hanging out and checking out the after show. I hope you enjoyed the show. That was kind of rushed there. I just in a hurry to get this thing out. So, like I've said many times, I pick out the songs and then I don't really, know what I'm going to say until I'm actually recording it. So there's actually a couple of flubs in there. I had to go back and actually started the show three different times because I just didn't quite have my brain centered, on what I wanted to say. So it's kind of thinking it up as making it up as I go along, and finally got it, figured out what I wanted to talk about. So third time was a charm, But I hope you guys are out there doing good. Hope you're enjoying the cool weather. I don't know what it's going to be like by the time you hear this. It could be Indian summer. I noticed we had some nice cool weather right now, but you know how that goes, especially down here in Texas. You get a nice cool front, and then 3 days later, it's already hot again. So hopefully it'll stay cool for a little while. And for the after show this week, we're going to feature one of the greatest country singers you've never heard of, Mr. Don Walzer. Don had a band back in the 1950s and 60s down in like La Mesa, Texas, Odessa, Midland, out in West Texas, out in that area. And just one of those great bands that just never really made it. They were just kind of a regional band, and they were real big for their little area. There's tons of bands like that that just kind of hang around. They make great music, but they never get big. They're just kind of a local favorite. And so they were, pretty big for a while, and then Don was in the National Guard, and just kind of, eventually got older and retired from that. And then about the mid-1980s, all of a sudden started seeing these stories in the Austin papers and the stuff like that about this old rotund guy that was playing in a bar called Henry's up in North Austin, where like the rednecks would hang out and the punk rockers would hang out and the bikers would hang out, all, very eclectic crowd. And there was this old guy there that would play, just the best country music you ever heard of. And it was Don Walzer, and he kind of had a rebirth in the late 1990s. All of a sudden, everybody, especially in Austin, that was about the time that country music, that the resurgence of kind of the old style started coming back. You had the 80s with, it was really starting to get more slick and everything like that, and you kind of had that backlash, at least kind of on a local level, where you had people like Dale Watson and the Derailers down here in Austin, Dwight Yoakam, people like that who were starting to rebel against that slick kind of Nashville sound and going back to the roots. And so this was kind of the same time period. Everybody was discovering Don Walzer. So we're going to feature a few numbers from him. Actually reminded me just a couple days ago on Facebook, I saw and noticed that it had been right at 10 years since he passed away. I couldn't believe it's already been 10 years. But he is a fantastic singer. I know you're going to enjoy this if you enjoy just old classic country. So we're going to do five numbers here from Don Walzer. Going to do Rolling Stone from Texas, Cowboy Ramsey, I'll Hold You in My Heart, Fuzz Dixon, and wrap it up with one called Hot Rod Mercury. So I hope you enjoy a little taste of Don Walzer, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
need now growing up in the good old USA. Growing you've never been held before. I think of you every day, and then I dream the night away. Hell, you were in my arms once
he was gone. He eased over the hill and left us there to pay the bills, and we didn't have one nickel to our name. Buzz Dixon was a man who always had a plan. To get it in is more than he had to give. But that weren't no big deal. Kept her shined up like a new penny, all dressed up so neat. She was a classic and more, with a four in the floor, a fifth under the front seat. Had a straight pipe running through the muffler with a hideaway toggle switch. And that old Mercury purred just like a kitten until I hit that switch. Or not, for 20 city blocks you could hear that Mercury roar. Hear that Mercury roar. Hear that Mercury roar. Believe it or not, for 20 city blocks you could hear that old Mercury roar. Down in La Mesa, Texas, right on the courthouse square, that old toggle switch and make that old Mercury roll. Make that Mercury roll. Make that Mercury roll. I'd reach down, trip that old toggle switch and make that old Mercury roll.
Wouldn't let me put a naked girl in it. Make that Mercury roll.